Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to indwell you and guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil. We got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your son. Go wake up your daughter. Go wake up the oldest boy, the youngest boy, the oldest girl, the youngest girl, and everybody in between. Wake them up this morning and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Yes, we're on the air. So get out the bed, sleepy head, get out the bed, sleepy head, get out the bed, sleepy head. All right, it's time to get up this morning, y'all. Time to get up. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm going to go out there in the chicken yard and get my chickens this morning. Go get my roosters. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's that? What's that out there in the chicken yard this morning? That sound like a monkey out there. That sound like some monkeys. Wait a minute. That ain't. Where Ben, Benny, and Crow? What in the world? I ain't going out there. I ain't going out there this morning. That's some strange noises. Sound like a... Oh, my goodness. I'll just leave that alone this morning. That's all right. I got a good song for you this morning. Let me just go get the clock.
Tell him Jesus Christ is
sisters,
King.
This is Get All Excited.
King in your life. Oh, yeah.
This song is called Get All Excited and Tell Everybody That Jesus Christ is the King. The Clark sisters. I don't know what done happened to my roosters this morning.
Get all excited and tell everybody Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Get all
excited and tell everybody that
Jesus Christ
is
King.
Get all excited and tell everybody
that Jesus Christ
is King.
Jesus Christ.
That's the Clark sisters saying, get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ, He is indeed the King of Kings. All right, so get all excited this morning. Get all excited and tell everybody. All right. That's your song for today. Get excited and tell everybody Jesus Christ is King. All right. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. This morning we'll be reading again out of the book of Psalms. Beginning with Psalms 140. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Psalm 140. For the director of music. A Psalm of David.
Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name. And the upright will live in your presence.
Psalm 141, a Psalm of David.
I call to you, Lord, come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. That is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. That is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say,
as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave.
But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, from the snares they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety.
Psalm 142, a maskil of David when he was in the cave, a prayer.
I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see. There is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me, because of your goodness to me.
Psalm 143, a Psalm of David.
Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant.
Psalm 144 of David.
Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. Lord, what are human beings that you care for them? Mere mortals that you think of them. They are like a breath. Their days are like a flame.
fleeting shadow. Part your heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemy. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hands of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, my God. On the 10-string lyre, I will make music to you, to the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David. From the deadly sword, deliver me. Rescue me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. Then our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed is the people of whom this is true. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord.
Psalm 145, a song of praise of David.
I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
Psalm 146.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 147.
Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the power of human legs. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord.
All right, that was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of the book of Psalms, Psalms 140 through Psalms 147. May God bless those who have heard and read his holy word. It's prayer time now. It's time to pray. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's grab one another's hands. Come on, mama, daddy, son, daughter. Let's bow our heads this morning and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for giving us another wonderful day. A day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that we have another day. Thank you, dear God, for your word this morning. For your word have instructed us and have given us many wonderful and powerful truths. Thank you, dear God, that we read this morning, even in your word, how, Lord, that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And Lord, you hear our prayers. And Lord, we read even how the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy are over all his works. And Lord, we can indeed testify that you have been good to all of us. You've been good to our sons. You've been good to our daughters. You've been good to our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. You've been good, dear God, even to our enemies, dear God. You've been good, dear God, because, Lord, you've been a gracious God. You haven't gave us, dear God, the justice that we truly deserve. Because, Lord, we haven't done all that you told us to do. And then, Lord, we've done some things you told us not to do. But, Lord, because of your Amazing grace, and because you've been such a merciful God, you have forgiven us. And we thank you, dear God, for your forgiveness. And Lord, we even read in your word this morning how thou opened our hands and satisfied the desires of every living thing. And we thank you, dear God, for opening your hands and giving us the food that's on our table. Because, Lord, we know that if you would ever shut your hands, Lord, we will surely die. So thank you, Lord, for opening your hands. And Lord, we just thank you for our health. We thank you for our strength. And Lord, we just ask if there's somebody in the family that's not well this morning, that you'll touch their bodies, heal their bodies, and make their bodies whole again. Now, Lord, we put this day before you. We ask that you'll go before us, go with us, and go behind us. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise and glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We have sung our song. We have had our prayer. We done read our scripture. And now the clock on the wall is saying, that's all this morning for In Your Corner. Oh, we thank you this morning for getting out to bed with us. Thank you for joining us this morning on In Your Corner. Hopefully tomorrow we can find them roosters. I don't know what that was out there in the chicken yard. Sound like some monkeys out there monkeying around. All right, but let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLITB. At the top of the hour, we minister in the word. At the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So stick with us all day long, because we are in your corner.